Saints of God, we do welcome each and every one of you here this morning to Logos Fellowship Church, where the Word of God is not only proclaimed, but it is also explained. We are a teaching ministry, and we pray that today you would not leave here the same, but that you would leave here with a greater understanding of God's Word and exactly how you can apply it to your lives. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Saints of God, on this Sunday, as I was in prayer, as I was seeking the Lord as to what direction we want to go, I sensed that it would be fitting to start the new year out with prayer and communion. So this morning, we're doing nothing but prayer, and we will partake of communion. Basically, we want to have a time that we would seek His face. One of the disciplines that I believe wholeheartedly that is lacking in today's church is prayer, as well as fasting, seeking God's face for direction, for insight, for what He wants to do in each and every one of our lives. So this morning, what we're going to do, we're just going to have a time of prayer, and immediately following that time of prayer, we're going to go right on into communion, and that will be our service today. So what I did, I did prepare some slides with just some scripture verses on it that you'll see flash before you on the screen, as I believe that it's very important that we pray the scriptures. Amen. There's nothing like praying God's word back to Him. Amen. As you see scriptures come across the screen, feel free to be led to pray. This is the time that if there's anything, any kind of petitions you want to put before the Lord, this is a perfect time to do it. I would ask that if you want to pray, you can pray from your seat. If you want to walk, you can walk. I'm probably going to be walking in the back as I pray. But feel led to pray how you feel led. Let's seek God's face for direction. Let's pray that He would give us some divine insight as it relates to our lives and as it relates to what direction He would have us to do, to go, and to take in this 2016. Amen. Amen. Saints of God, I don't know about you, but it is a blessing that we were able to cross over into another year. As we look at the news, as we look at society all around us, as we see the calamity and death and everything else, we thank God that He saw fit to keep us one more year. And that's a reason to give thanks. So, saints, we're going to go right on into prayer again. Please feel led to sit where you are, to stand, to walk. But this is just going to be our service of the new year, to start out with prayer and communion. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that you have allowed us to come together one more time, one more time. Lord, we ask right now that you would give us insight and direction, dear God, as into the area of our lives, Lord, that you would have us, dear God, to turn over to you, dear God. Lord, we give you thanks today, understanding, dear God, that you are the author of our faith, dear God. Lord, we thank you right now, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for we understand and decree and declare, dear God, that this is our year of consecration. We thank you, dear God, for Lord, we thank you right now, for we understand that this is our year of celebration. Lord, I ask right now that you would allow us, dear God, to devote each and every area of our lives over to you, dear God. Lord, I pray right now that you would set us apart, dear God. Lord, I ask right now that you would make us anew, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for we understand that you set us apart, dear God, for your purpose, dear God. But not just for your purpose, but also for your service. So, Lord, I ask right now that you would do what you want to do in each and every one of our lives. Lord, I ask right now, dear God, that you would allow, dear God, the breakthrough, dear God, to come into each and every area of our lives. Allow breakthrough to come forth, dear God, in our finances. Allow breakthrough to come forth, dear God, in our homes. Lord, allow breakthrough to come forth, dear God, even on our jobs. Lord, I ask right now that you would bring forth spiritual, dear God, natural, dear God, financial, dear God, breakthrough in each and every area of our lives. Lord, we thank you right now that we serve you, dear God. Lord, we understand that you are the only living God, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, dear God, for the anticipated acceleration, dear God, that you have already sent into our lives. Lord, we thank you right now for bringing forth, dear God, each and every thing, dear God, that we have desired, dear Lord, that was in line with your will and your purpose for our lives. Lord, I ask right now, dear Lord, that you will continue, dear God, to show forth
in you. Lord, we thank you right now that you are the one who we call you, our Father, our Heavenly Father today. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, I ask right now that you would allow us, dear God, to always give thanks unto you, understanding that you are so awesome, understanding that you are so good. Lord, we thank you right now when we understand that your love is yours forever. Lord, we thank you right now when we understand that without you there is no other. Lord, we ask right now that you would allow us, dear God, renew our strength, dear God. Let us soar, dear God, on wings like eagles, dear God. Lord, let us run. Let us not be weary. Lord, we thank you right now, dear God. Lord, we understand, dear Lord, if our hope is in you, dear God, we shall walk and not faint. We shall begin and end the story. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we understand that you are our Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning and our end. Lord, we thank you right now that you knew the end of the story before it even got started. Lord, we ask right now that you would realize us again, restore us again, revive us again, reposition us again. Lord, we ask right now, dear God, that you would do the new. allow us in this new year, dear God, to talk right, dear God. Allow us, dear God, to walk right and do what you call us to do. Lord, we ask that you would point us in the right direction, dear God. Lord, we ask right now that you would forgive us, dear God, for each and every time we walk, dear God, and we walk not contrary to your word, but allow us, dear God, to stay on your word. Allow us, dear God, to feel you, dear God. Send a fresh fire, dear God. Thank you.